Hello, hello, hola amigas. Welcome back to the Legacy Building Mamas podcast, your go-to podcast where ambition meets motherhood. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Evelyn Lopez-Delon, your host, a corporate worker by day, an entrepreneur at night, and a mum to two toddlers on a mission to say goodbye to the corporate world for good. Whether you're on the same journey, you have a growing business, or you're a mama dreaming of starting one, join me as I share my journey whilst having conversations with other inspiring mamas. We delve into the real, raw, and rewarding aspect of balancing business with family life, strategies for working smarter, embracing self-care, and manifesting success, providing you with the mindset, support, and tools to build your own legacy. Before we dive in, remember this: you are capable, you are enough, and you are the driver of your own success. So let's build our legacies together. Today, we're talking about manifesting abundance with Jenny Schultz, who built a seven-figure net worth by the age of 40, all whilst juggling family life. We'll explore how Jenny transitioned from a 9-to-5 desk job to entrepreneurship, revealing secrets to living a life you love. Get ready to learn how to harness the power of intention and create your dream life just like Jenny did. Don't miss this episode. Hello, hello. I am so excited to have you on the show. Welcome, Jenny. How are you?
I am good, and I am so excited to be here chatting with you today.
Yay! We have so much to talk about, mainly because I am on a mission that is very aligned to what you've already done. So I think I can learn a lot from you today. But before we dive in, allow me to introduce you. Jenny Schultz is a wife, mama, and serial entrepreneur. She and her husband were able to build a seven-figure net worth before they turned 40, with two young kids by their side. She knows firsthand that life is short and life is meant to be lived. Her current mission is to inspire people and hand out permission slips to get people to carve their own path to a life they love. That is amazing. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So firstly, what got you into this mission of yours?
Honestly, I was a former people pleaser, if you will. Mm-hmm. I always, whatever my parents said, what my teachers said, I went to school, I got good grades, I graduated, I went out and I got a job. It was a cushy desk job. I got paid well. I had a pension, and I hated it. I hated showing up for somebody else. I hated getting denied to have time off to go to family's weddings. And there was just so many little pieces that didn't fuel my soul. And I was like, I can't do this for until retirement. Like, I've got 30, 40 years to sit here and do this. I'm like, no, this doesn't work. So I decided I had to shift and do something different. And that's where the real estate came in. And that's where we're like, okay, we're going to do things our way. So me being me, I'm like, I'm throwing myself a retirement party at 34. Yeah. And I'm saying from here on out, we are going to do things my way, the ways that feel good, and the making money part, we'll figure that out along the way. And that was 9 years ago, and we're still doing that.
That is amazing. So you were in corporate. What were you doing beforehand in your corporate world life? Were you in real estate?
It wasn't even corporate. I was working for an agency, and I was the office girl. Okay. So I had a cushy, warm, heated office with a window, answering phones, shuffling papers, and repeat.
And what got you into real estate? How did you get into that?
You know what? It just came across my plate on that time when I decided I needed to do something different. I wanted a way to make money that didn't require me to sit at a desk somewhere from 9 to 5. And somebody introduced the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book to me. Yeah. And I was fascinated of just the ideas and principles in that book of you can make your money work for you, or putting your money into play once and having it work on kind of repeat. You get the systems in place And I was hooked from that point. So then I just started learning about all sorts of different real estate aspects from that point on.
That's amazing. I love it when you just learn something completely different that's out of your comfort zone, and you just get out of your comfort zone to push for the life that you deserve. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you do it with your husband. So this is one thing that I'm actually really keen to know about. Who started this vision of, you know, starting the business? Was it you? Was it your husband? Or somehow you both got to kind of started doing it together?
Well, interestingly enough, my hubby is an entrepreneur in his own right. So he started up a driving school, teaching kids how to drive, learn how to drive cars right before I had this vision. So I was sitting at my desk job. He was starting up the driving school. And then I came to him. I was like, oh, I want to start buying real estate. Like, this seems like a really simple, not easy, but a really simple process that we could do to set ourselves up financially long-term and short-term. And he was like, I don't know, because the idea was new to him. So he's like, I'll tell you what. He's like, you bring me the information. He's like, but I need you to give me time, because he had a startup loan from his driving school business because he needed physical cars and stuff to teach people to drive it. So he had a startup loan. So he said, if you give me the time and space, but you bring me the information and the dream and the vision, because I'm all about getting really clear on what I want. And he's like, I know it'll happen. I just need some time. So I did all the research and all the digging. I took him to a couple of conferences where we were learning things. And then eventually he's like, okay, I'm ready. And we just slowly started accumulating it. And to this day, he's like, I am so grateful that you gave me the space and the time to say yes to that opportunity, because looking back, it completely shifted the trajectory of, well, our life now, being having two young kids. Our kids are 3 and 7, and we can both walk hand in hand up to the doors and pick them up from school. And we can both sit at the Christmas concert. We can, you know, we can both do these things that if I was still sitting at my desk job working till 5 o'clock, I couldn't do that. So it's just, it's created a completely different lifestyle space for us now.
I love that. And that's exactly what we're striving for. So my girls are 3 and 1. So crazy time to start a business, as you would know, with two little ones. And I guess for us, our mission is that once they start school, my husband and I want to be there both to pick them up. You know, that work stops at 3 o'clock, and then be with them intentionally, you know, just take them to social. We didn't get that. So my husband and I never got that growing up. We never had, you know, commitments, and taking, you know, them to basketball or soccer is what we dreamed to do, and not have that excuse of, oh, we've got to work until we can't commit to that time, you know. So that is exactly why we're doing it for. So I absolutely love meeting new people like yourself, because it inspires me even more to know that is actually possible. So that's exactly why I'm so excited to have you. And talking about working with your husband, so I love that you were able to communicate to each other what you needed from each other. I think that's really, really important. But when it comes to goal setting, how do you align, what is your goal setting sort of system that you have together, and how do you align in that on a like ongoing basis?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really big on goal setting in January. You can do it at any time of the year, but for me, January is kind of like my fresh start. And I've always been that way, like vision boards, goal posters. It honestly takes me the month of January to fully articulate out of my head by journaling and stuff to come up with this creation of what I want. But then my husband also does his own. He's been doing it for years now. So we're both on the same page with doing that individually. But then we also see where things overlap. So we not only do we have our solo trips and stuff that we like to do with friends throughout the year, we sit down and we decide, what do we want our family trips to look like this year? Our family goals, like even simply like we want to camp out in a tent in our backyard with the kids, because the kids really want to do that. So intentionally planning, okay, on the goal poster then goes the picture of the tent. So just finding those links of what does the big picture that you want to have, but then also scaling it back to, okay, what is our intentional time going to look like on a monthly basis, and actually putting into the calendar date lunches every week or date nights every week. Is really important, because as you'll discover, being an entrepreneur, doing the hustle game, it's hard to find that stop point of where does the business chit chat end versus where does the parenting chit chat end versus where does the couple chit chat begin? Because having two kids in the house, often you don't even get to hear your own thoughts. So to have a conversation with your husband isn't always the most simple thing. To be intentional of just scheduling in those little pockets of time, whether it's at the end of the day after the kids go to bed, just having debriefings and make sure that you're still connecting and on the same page, working towards the big picture.
Love that. Love that. And running a business with your husband whilst running a house is just crazy, isn't it? It's mental.
It is. Yeah, it's mental. It really is. Like, my husband always teases us. He's like, other people, we look at their lives and say they're busy. And he's like, then I start listing off what we're doing and people look at us like we have three heads.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling as well at the moment. And my sister says, I don't know how you do it, but it's just one of those things that you just kind of build, for us anyway, you know, a system that helps us out. And would love to know, you know, because I know I've got our, I guess we've got our system, but I also love to know what others do in terms of talking about the mental load. So how do you handle doing it all at home and how do you go about dividing the mental load?
Mm-hmm. We have been really fortunate in terms of really finding the roles in the house that each appeal to us, that we each like to take on single-handedly. And then there's certain tasks around the house that we like to team up on and do together. So just handling, like, I will handle a lot of the kid tasks and stuff, but he'll handle a lot of the physical tasks like mowing the lawn and the driveways and all of that. But we both like to come together. We both like to be home for dinner, to have dinner with the kids. We both like to be home to do bedtimes with the kids and swap each night back and forth. Those intentional pockets again, like, it's all about the intention. And at the end of the day, we're each other's biggest cheerleaders. So that communication of, oh, I know this is a role I usually do, but I actually need help this week because I have this unbelievable task load or something. So just stepping up and helping each other where you know you need that support, and the communication of being able to ask each other for that support when needed.
Absolutely. That is a really good one. I think flexing where you can, also just helping out and supporting each other and really understanding. I think for us, it's the triggers as well. Like, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, you know, I can pick up on that. But I ask my husband to also pick up on those triggers so that he also knows that, okay, maybe she's doing too much, and how do we go about then? Because obviously, you know, we want to be happy for our families as well. And those trigger points are so important to communicate with each other. And we're getting better at that. But initially, it was really difficult to, I think, even identify those things that trigger us.
Yes. And you saying that, I always call them my mama timeouts. I'm like, okay, like, look, I just feel like I'm in like an overwhelmed space right now. Like, I don't want to be short with the kids because I have a frequency of forgetting to eat at the right time. And then, so I'm trying to prep dinner. I'm hungry. So my husband's like, here's a granola bar. Yes. Go have a coffee and sit in the other room. See you in 10 minutes. And I can come back a whole different person, right?
Absolutely. It's so true. I love that. And you mentioned vision boards, which is something that we're also big on, vision boards. What is your advice to our audience on getting intentional about what you want in life and what this actually means to you?
I think intention is the biggest piece of shaping your life that you could possibly do. And I'll give you a little teeny snippet of the story of 2 years ago where we wanted to buy a lake house. The bank said no. And I was like, oh, kind of bummed for a few months. And I was like, you know what? I really want this. So I'm going to set the intention and set the vision of what I want. And I created a folder on my computer desktop, and I started putting in all the pieces of this lake home that I would want. So I would literally be like, okay, if I'm standing in the kitchen, what do I want the view out the kitchen window to look like? And I would sit on the computer and I'd look through view out lake home window, and I would find the one that resonated with me, and I'd put that into my folder. And I would visualize a fire pit that I wanted and find a picture of a fire pit. So I was curating this little, and this vision board never even actually made it onto a board on my wall. This was like a vision folder. But the most interesting part of this vision folder was along the same time of learning a vision board, I learned to do a vision board script. So essentially, I visualized everything that I wanted that lake house to have, and I wrote it out, knowing I had those pictures so I could really see it. And then I recorded myself saying, like, oh, I'm sitting out at the fire pit roasting marshmallows with the kids, or we're going out in the paddle boat. And I visualized that we bought this property in 2021. And in the dead of winter, we had a property quickly come across our lap, and we were able to close on a lake home property that fit all of the criteria that I had put in this little script that I'd listened to daily 7 days into the new year. So vision boards and getting clear on what you want, and then if you can add a script, because in this day and age, the audio, like listening to podcasts and stuff, is so simple. If you can record yourself and be in the bathroom in the morning brushing your teeth, listening to yourself tell you what you want, there was a next level empowerment that when I got the lake house 7 days into the new year, I was like, oh my goodness, do I need to pull back on my manifestations here? Like, that was so quick and so fast that it actually surprised me. But yeah, getting clear, getting intentional, doing vision boards, there is no more powerful way to connect you with your future.
100%. That is, wow. Like, that story, I love that story, and I'm all about that. It's happened to me quite a few times. My manifestation board has come to light, and some of the things that are on it at the moment now make sense to me. Sometimes even, like, I've had it for 5 years there. Some things are longer term and some things are shorter term. But the longer term, now that I see them, I'm like, that makes sense. So for example, I have one of me working on a laptop with holding a baby. I didn't have this baby, you know, at that time. This was 5 years ago. So I have a 3-year-old, 2-year-old. This is when Adam and I started to think about babies. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't want my career, the corporate job that I've worked so hard for to, you know, it's got to sort of go secondhand. I want to still have that passion and being a mum at the same time. I want to still feel fulfilled outside of being a mum. And so my in my head was just like, keep that corporate job, but also at the same time have that baby with me and have that fulfillment of both. And now I see that as, oh, that's actually not me working my corporate job. That's actually me starting a business. So because I started the business when my second was 3 months old, and that baby actually resembles a little bit of, like, the same features of Alyssa. And that was me when she was 3 months old, as in between naps and everything, I had my laptop always next to me because I was strategizing the business. And I have a photo of me actually doing that, holding her and then just working on some notes that I had, some really quick notes. And I realized, wait a minute, this is actually on my vision board. And just another one, just quickly on that one, is that there's like a community. I've always wanted to help others out, you know, be successful in my way, but also how do I help? Always about community. And there's one in particular that has hands coming through everywhere. And now I realize that's me building a community, because I'm actually building a Legacy Mamas community on Facebook. And I've only got, you know, at the moment, I've only just started. It's only been a month and a half. But now I look at that every single day and I'm like, oh, that's what that actually means. Now I'm actually building that community. It's more than just that one person. It's multiple. So it's powerful.
I love that. I get goosebumps listening to stories like that.
Yeah, it's so powerful. So I completely agree with you. And I love the script. So that's one thing that I haven't done. And I think I'm going to take that on, just the script writing.
I recommend it, because I hadn't done it up to that point. And just, I've never seen something switch in my life so fast. Yeah. It was crazy.
That is amazing. That's next level. And I'm hoping that also, in terms of manifesting big dreams, that this actually is all about manifesting that and the mindset that goes behind it, to see if I can actually get to, I've put it out there, my goal is by 2025 completely be financially free. So, you know, having all these goals and manifesting this life, I'm taking that to the next level. So I'll let you know if I can actually get to that point. Like, like your lake house, but for us, it's going to take a bit realistic. It's going to take a lot longer, but I'm all up for it. And if even if it takes longer than 2025, I'll just still keep going until it happens, you know?
Yeah. What is the saying? You shoot for the moon and if you land among the stars, you're still doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my guests actually not so long ago said that as their inspirational quote at the end of the year. So definitely. I love that. I'm talking about manifestation. You've got a podcast. So it's called the Manifestation and Money Podcast. Can you tell me more about that? And, you know, for anyone listening that's into manifestation and wants to know more about what you and your husband talk about, I'd love to know more.
Definitely. It's essentially mixing that taboo topic of money with the taboo or woo-woo topic of manifestation. Two things that I've always kind of felt like I needed to hush-hush in my own world. You're not really supposed to talk about money. And why not? Like, let's keep the money conversation going. Money shouldn't be like a dirty little secret. Money should be available to us to do good things with. So why not learn how to make more, share more? And I feel the same way about manifestation. I've always kind of been a closet manifester up until the certain point in my life. And I'm like, why? I'm like, it has brought such amazing things into our life. So why not share some of the tools and technique and learn from our guests of the things that they're doing to help just even put that awareness onto people's minds? Because most people think that life happens to them when you can really just create your own life.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think that's one thing that I sort of realized that now, probably in the past couple of years, it's like your life, everything that happens up until maybe you're 30 is not, or maybe up until 20, right? You can't control anything that happens in your childhood. Everything's just, that's something that you get given. It's your parents that get, you know, you can't choose your family and you can't choose a lot of the things up until you're 20. But then 20 to 30, you kind of start figuring it out for yourself. You know, what does that all mean? And then you get to like closer to, well, for me, it happened, that realization happened closer to 40. I'm 40 next year. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to be here for another, like, let's say 40 years. Let's hope that I'll be here for another 40 years. I haven't been able to control much of what, you know, all of these societal things like go to get a corporate job, you know, work 9 to 5 for the rest of your life. All of that has been ingrained in us. And we talk about money. Another thing that I've noticed watching cartoons and watching Disney movies and all that sort of stuff, they say a lot about that money is bad, you know, if you're rich, you're evil. And they say things like that and subconsciously it comes into our mind. So we haven't been able to control any of that, all these subconscious messages that goes into our minds. And then you realize you actually do have control. You've got control for the rest of your life. It's your choice to then change that narrative. So that's what I love about that.
Yes. And one thing in there, I challenge you and anybody listening, is to help shape your kids' world. Like, knowing what I know now, I am always, especially my 7-year-old, he is like a master manifester. This kid, he's like, I want popcorn at the hockey game tonight. I'm like, oh, bud, sorry, they don't sell popcorn. Or I mean, cotton candy. I'm like, they don't sell cotton candy at the concession. Lo and behold, we went there and they were giving out free cotton candy that night. So I am teaching him about manifestation and I'm teaching him that money is good. So I just, with that story, just infuse the possibility into your kids, because yes, they're going to go into the world. They're going to feel the soul crushing status quo that gets pushed onto them, but encourage the conversation in your own house just to keep the possibility open.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. We've got to change that narrative and we've got control over that as well. So start talking to your kids and all these things that we wish we had growing up. But our parents at that point in time, they didn't have all of these resources. And now there's so much more opportunity for us to have a different way of life, different way of living, right, and thinking as well. That's, I guess, the gift that we can give our children. So I love that. So as we come to an end of this episode, is there anything else, Jen, that we haven't covered that you want to sort of put out there, or any advice that you'd like to give the audience?
I would just like to say I'm going to give you a big old permission slip today to go out there and know that you can create the life that you want. You don't have to do the thing that your mom or dad told you that you were going to grow up and be. You don't have to do the thing that your peer group thinks you have to do. You don't have to buy the car that you think your social group wants you to buy. you get to choose your life, and that is the biggest gift that we all have.
Yeah, I love that. And also, you're giving away a freebie. Talk to me about your freebie. I'll be putting this in the show notes as well.
Yeah, for sure. It is literally a blueprint of what my hubby and I did through creating a teaching business, but also house hacking real estate. It's a really simple strategy, but it truly changed the trajectory of our entire life. So it's kind of step by step in there in that blueprint.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I've seen it and absolutely love it. So I hope that this is very valuable to anyone listening. Please look at the show notes and I'll have it there for you. And it's free. So definitely take a look. And last but not least, your favorite inspirational quote to end the episode.
My favorite inspirational quote from Bob Proctor is, "Thoughts become things." I literally think of it all the time. Thoughts become things. If I feel like I'm going on a negative tangent, nope, I have to pivot because thoughts become things and I'm creating my own reality.
Love that. Thank you so much. What a way to end this episode. Thank you so much for joining us, Jenny.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If it spoke to you, please leave me a review and be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on your weekly dose. Thank you for spending time with me. I really do appreciate you. I would love to connect. Follow me on my Instagram, legacy_building_mamas, or join the Legacy Building Mamas community group on Facebook so that we can lift and support each other as we navigate the challenges when balancing it all. And let's celebrate the wins by sharing our journeys and actionable insights as we create the life we deserve. Let's become role models for our children, paving the way for a generation that values both success and family. Tune in next week and let's discover your why. Shape your journey, build your legacy. Until next week, amigas.